Kalim Perigudzayim Mishnah Beis. Hachemes we've had before is a kli that's made of oil. It's turned into a kli, you hold water in it. We already have it in Parshas Vayeru by Avrom and Yishmol that he gave him when he sent him out of the house. He sent him in the Midbar, so he gave him a chemas mayim. So it was a big kli, and it held on to mayim, or yayin, or cholof, whatever it is. The thing is that that's only when people are traveling caravans on the road in the deserts, they use it for a liquid. When they're at home, they use the same type of kli for storing, interestingly enough, balls of yarn. Yarn that's used for weaving. And the two types of yarn that are used for weaving, one is called shesi, one is called erev. The shesi is the strings that go in one direction, lengthwise, and erev are the strings that go the other way, widthwise. The strings of shesi are thinner than the strings of erev, and therefore the ball of yarn, the Mefarshim explain, will be smaller, about 50% less, by a ball of a pikiyos, shel shesi than shel erev. Therefore the Mishnah says that since this was the way it was used, it was storing balls of shesi ve'erev, if it's in a matziv where the hole is big enough that what falls out is the pekir shel shesi, that is mafkir the shem kli. However, if im ena mekabela shel shesi, and the way you have to read the Mishnah over here is if the chemis lechitchila was made, it was nekuvim mitchila sasiyosa, and it's not mekabel shesi, af al pisha mekabela shel erev tmeil. And the way you have to explain this is like we said, the Erev is bigger. So you could say if it was made lechatchila with a hole, so it was designed only to hold on to Pekiyos Shel Erev. So that would keep it Tmeya until the hole is big enough that even the Pekiyos Shel Erev will fall out. Mashengen, if it was Nikev, so it's not designed that way lechatchila, it was designed to hold on to both. So as soon as it's Nikev, then it can contain the Pekir Shel Shesi, that would be Mafkir, the Shem Kli. That's the Etzem Din in the Mishnah. Now, the Chiddush over here, of course, is Lagabi the Shir that we mentioned, Shir Aleph, which says that Kol Kli Balabatim Shiyun V'Rimayim. What happened to that? But first, let's just point out that the Tesefta over here in Tesefta, we go, can we call above Metzia? The second Chelek in Perek Vov, the Gemara in Chulin that talks about this, bring this. The Tanakama that's brought in the Tesefta holds that the Shir over here is Taka b'maytzi rimayin. So we have to explain the Shir, the Mishnah by us, which is the Shita over there of Blaz Ben Yankiv. Heyos the Halacha generously like Blaz Ben Yankiv. The Mishnah over here is Soisim, the Fanenu like Blaz Ben Yankiv. What exactly is the Machlokes? Before we explain that, we'll learn the next din of the Mishnah, which is a similar format. Beis Ka'arois, this is Kli that's holding on to plates. It was some type of bigger kli that held on to ka'aris, or the plates that are used that each person has in front of him by a sudo. If it has lechatchila a neck of she'enu mekabel ka'aris, same type of thing, its usage is being mekabel ka'aris. If the hole is that small kelim could fall out, afal pishu mekabel satamchuin, even though the hole is not big enough that the bigger kelim, a tamchuin is bigger than a ka'aris, will fall out, tomeh. Because that's mafkir the shem kli. Here also the Mefarshim point out that what we're talking about is that it was nikev, but if it was designed lechatchila, it would have to have the bigger size hole to render it not a kli. Otherwise, it's a kli that's royal lekabel tamchuin. Same type of idea. We have beis harei. This is a portable toilet for children, so it would hold onto tzoya and mei raglayim. So if it has a hole in it, she'enim mekabel mashkin, so mela the child can't be matled by mei raglayim, afal pisha mekabel sori, even though the hole is not big enough to let out the tzoya, it's tamein over here also. It depends if it was nikev mitchila or if it was nikev basayif. Mishnah finishes over the day like as Ram Gamliel mitair b'mnei she'em mekaymenos. Now we discussed from a tesefta, which we'll have to go back to, that the shita of the Tanakama is that there's a general share, not the specific share, for a nikiv of these usages of these type of kelim. Ram Gamliel's maskim to the etzim principle of our Mishnah that these type of holes, these type of nikev, have the shear of the specific uses. However, Rav Gamliel's metayer boifin where it's roi for one and it's not roi for the other, the way we explain the Mishnah, that if it's made lechatchila lekach, it would be considered a kli. He says, "Mipnei she'ein mekayim noisoi." Nobody would hold on to a kli, a beisui, that's roi lekabel tzoye not meraglayim, or beis ka'oris, a beis koisois, that's mekabel beis ka'oris, that's mekabel tamchuyin and not ka'oris, and so on. If it's going to be used, it's going to be used. It's going to be ba'ifim where it's miyuchin for this type of tashmish. So Mel, if it only is good for one thing and not good for the other thing, that itself would make it ois kli. It doesn't make a difference whether it was made lechatchila that way. Now the whole way we explain the Mishnah is not so posh because we have to kvetch the wording of the first chelik of the Mishnah, the two dinim of shiur v'pikir shoshesi, and then emin mekabel shoshesi, mekabel shalerev. What does that mean? So the way we read it was that there's two cases, but it's one din. There is another sheet. If you look at the Tais Yomtiv, B'Shem Barami Rutenberg, has a whole different way of explaining the Mishnah. There's a Das Chelekes that argues on Kabbalah's Pekir Shoshesi, and he holds Shalev, and there's really two sheetahs, and the whole Mishnah is different then. There's two sheetahs in each one of these halakas, and it's not so partial how to read the Mishnah. But the way we explained it is the stummiest way, the Mishnah Achrayna, and the Tveres Yisrael, and the Sidur Tais. This is the way they explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Taharis has an Arichus where he shows from the sugi that we mentioned, Chum Dav Kuf Lamed Ches, where it sounds like in Rashi when he brings this machloikis between the Brais and the Tesefta of Rav Lezer ben Yankim and the Tanakama, the Shaila is only is a functional question that a Kli Eitz, generally speaking, is Armid Loichum, Mashkim Mel Lashum, Kamaitzi Rimoin. And the Kli Or, generally speaking, is not. It's used for this. Melis is dark of a kach. Or Pekir Shoshetsu Vishalev, so that becomes the share. When you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. The Rambam brings the din of Nike B'moitzi Rimoin. He brings it as a halach and Kli Eitz in Perek Vov and Hilchus Kelim. In Perek Zayin, when he talks in Kli Or, he doesn't bring that, he brings Kama Shir Hanekev, and he brings a different sugi. He brings the sugi of Chemas. So it sounds like he's understanding that this din inherently is only a din in Kli Eitz. At the end, Mishnah Taya says, Lamaise, if you look at the Rashi closely, it sounds maybe like that Gufas Machloikis between the Tanakama and between the Blaz Ben Yankiv. If you learn that Kemoitzi Rimoin is the gold standard of Hilchas Kelim, that's the size of a nekev to make ois kli. And then that would be across the board by kli or also. Or you'll say, no, the whole moitzi rimoin is because that's the imid lakak. And mele passes only by kli, it's not by kli, not by kli or. That maybe would be the machloikis gufa between the Tanakama of Lazmei Yankiv. Now let's move on to Mishnah Gimel. Hasalan shall pass. These are baskets that you put in loaves of bread. The shiuron, the shear of a hole in the basket that makes it ois kli, ois sal, b'kikoyos shopas, is a nekev that a kiko could slip out. It doesn't have to slip out all the way, slip out roiv. And it's the same thing. This is the darkei b'kach, this is the shimushu b'kach. If that's what's aiming for, the nekev is that. This shear certainly is bigger than a moitzi rimoin. The previous Mishnah, one could clear, pakir shal shesiv shalev, are they smaller than a moitzi rimoin, bigger than a moitzi rimoin? It's not clear. For this, the chur is a double pashut that's bigger. Apifioros are some type of kli that are woven together from strips of bark or reed, and they're big holes. If a tear appeared on the bottom, it's not woven tightly together, so it could open and tear loose, and then there's a hole there. So what they did was, is they put in other reeds to reinforce the bottom, and the kanam kam lamata ad lamal lechizuk to shore up the floor of the kli. Tohira, that reinforcement is not built in, it's not woven in, it's just stuck in. So well, it's only there temporarily, it doesn't shaf Hashem kli. That's in the rip, the gash, is big enough to make it ice kli. Also lo, if he makes out of those kanim, gapayim, kol shehem, Kapayim means he takes the reeds that reinforce the floor, then they go up to the top, and then he winds the kanim around the top. So memela, at that point, tmeo. Why? Because that's already a tikkun kavua. It's already there to stay. If the gapayim, even if they're wound around, if they're not strong enough, that when he picks up the kli by the gapayim, it comes with, we don't see the gapayim as becoming bottled to the kli. The tikkun is only temporary. The gash on the floor is permanent, and it's still ois kli. So he argues on that last hagdor that the gapayim considered it still a kli. Now we'll point out one chosh of ha'ara, that on the etzim din the mishnah of salon shall pass, shiurim be kikar shall pass. And we pointed out, kikar shall pass are definitely bigger than a riboy. So whereas in mishnah beis we had another shear of pikir shall shesi shall erev, those presumably are smaller than a riboy. If they're smaller than a riboy, the chiddush is that since the kli is made for something else specifically, it's made for pikir shall shesi ve'erev, so the moitzi of those things render it ois kli. But here we're talking about by salon shel pas, the kikor shel pas are bigger than the shear. So that doshtein an extra chiddush, that even when the hole is big, and it's bigger than moitzi rimon, it still doesn't become ois kli until it fits the bill of the nikuv for the thing that that chavitz is mewed for. That's a chiddush. Who says that the moitzi rimon is not an automatic on any kli, maybe only if smaller, you go to chumra, but who says it works l'kulu also? So it's a chiddush, but more than that, Rashi and Shabbos Daf Pei Dalid talks about some type of wheelbarrow of avonim. The avonim are big. It's nekuva yoisim im moitzi rimoin, it's tohoiro, even though it's a medes l'avonim gedolos, because it's the shares ki moitzi rimoin. When azor shtei toich in Ravid, in Hilchus Kelim, perek vav halacha gimel. So the chaznish brings this kasha, l'chor it's a shtarka kasha, and he says what you're going to have to say is that where mitchila it has holes of moitzi rimoin, there it's pachashem kli. Over here, what we're talking about in the Mishnah is where it was nikev. Same type of chila that we had in Mishnah Beis. That the moitzi rimoin is an across-the-board shear when it's made lechatchila that way, but not when it's nikev, when it becomes broken.